assuming, Commissioner Schofield, what you said is either when you recess, or we're just going to let you guys figure this out and bring it back next week.
Oh, okay.
What do you guys want to do?
I'd rather get something figured out.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll table this.
So that you know for sure what it's going to do with your department.
It's fine.
Under control.
Yeah, yes. Because whenever we discussed it all, I thought, do you want to do a definite time of next week, or do you want to just...
That'll give me enough time to...
How about we just table it?
Try to figure out...
That's what I'm saying, move to table, so, yeah. Okay.
It'd be great if the assessor would come to that meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Move to table professional service agreement for the Beacon add-on to April 12th, 2021.
Second for discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
You're comfortable with that date, April 12th?
He said he needed a week.
That should be fine.
Okay.
We can put 2 weeks from now. It doesn't matter to me.
All I need is one conversation with her.
Okay.
And
second.
Tanya and Melissa to figure it out. So.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. It's tabled till April 12th.
We have the broadband. Where are we at on the agenda till the broadband?
Just a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit. Is that?
I have an issue downstairs I got to deal with right
is
now.
Is that what you... Did you put that on there?
No.
I did.
Okay. But I thought it was to discuss something that might come up in a... You got an issue downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see you in a bit.
Melissa's listening down there. She'll,
okay.
She'll give me a buzz to know to run back up when you guys get there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. EMS desktop application purchase agreement number 21-024.
I think this is for the public administrator.
Public administrator. I have a letter dated April 1st, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He approves the agreement as to form.
He noted in paragraph 3 of the agreement did you guys see that?
Are you talking about where it's the for 12 months and then the yearly cost? Is that what you're talking
data.
About?
If there's a let's see here. There's a data hold provision. So if there's a dispute between the parties, the vendor can hold all the county data and the information. So unlikely, but
vendor would, if they do that for other counties, they would have to realize that that's very secure, that that's confidential information.
I wonder if the invite went for 9:45. I wonder if she plans on being here at 9:45.
I didn't know the invite had a specific time, but... think she needs to be here.
As do I.
Can we move down to the next and then?
Yes, we can do the next.
Yeah, we can
do the next three things.
Move on and come back to it.
What did you see on the end of it? On your calendar.
Oh. Gotcha.
That's something we need to get figured out because We've brought it up a few times now.
You think that she might be coming at 9:45?
That's what it says on our calendar.
Can we go ahead and discuss the next item and come back to it?
Yeah, we'll move on down the agenda and come back to this. Agreement for corrugated steel culverts, number 21-023, Roden Bridge.
Good morning.
Morning. I have a letter dated April 1st, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form.
We note that it's good until June the 15th with that price increase.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Prior to that here, pretty soon we will be putting them back out for bid.
But you feel what you purchase in that time frame will get us by?
Yes.
So now what is... We didn't go back out for bid, is that correct?
That's correct.
And this is with... Who's this one with?
Metal Culverts.
Metal Culverts. Was that one of our original vendors?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't honor the contract.
Our other one didn't.
Our other one didn't, what do you mean?
V-Brock.
This was the secondary one.
This was
one.
The secondary?
Yeah, this is the secondary.
Yeah.
So, but did they honor the contract? Did they go
honor it? Yeah, until June.
Oh.
June 15th. So meanwhile, in between now and then, I'll be putting it back out for bid, and that way prior to June 15th, we'll have our other side.
Was this not a little increase over the contract price that we agreed to?
Yeah. A little bit.
And but that the attorney said that this would be acceptable due to the...
This is a cooperative agreement. That's how we're able to do it. Okay. Yeah. I was trying to figure out why we were able to... Okay.
Cooperative with MoDOT.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, we didn't go up for... I was just trying to figure out how we were...
Yeah.
Business, because it's a state co-op.
Move to accept the agreement with Metal Culverts for the corrugated steel culverts, file number 21023RB.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
You have another one there, I think.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was going to mine or back up.
Oh.
How,
we'll keep going.
Yeah, what's yours real quick? How much difference of a price is that with the 30% off, you know?
I'd have to look back again, Brandon. Really? We looked them over this morning, and it really pretty comparable.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Grant a permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. June Lawson and Sharon Frank, co-trustees of the revocable living trust agreement of Michael Brown.
Where's this at?
Dean Road.
Yeah, where's that at?
Pro Tem, it was the last piece of property we had to get right away for on improvement.
You guys got any questions? Move to approve the grant of permanent perpetual easement and right of way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between June Lawson and Sharon G. Frank, co-trustees of the revocable living trust agreement of Michael Brown and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is Michael still?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought.
Okay. Field Dirt Agreement, Michael D. Smith.
Any questions?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the Field Dirt Agreement bind between Taney County and Michael D. Smith.
Second. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll go back up the agenda to EMS desktop application purchase agreement number 21-024, public administrator. And we have the public administrator here.
Last minute.
Hi.
Hi.
We were noting that the vendor will be have permitted to hold the county data. Will they sign a confident? They're aware that it's very confidential mm-hmm. that they'll
yeah.
have.
Joe explained to me it would be kept on a different server. I'm not really sure mm-hmm. how it all works just yet.
The problem is if there's any disputes at all between the vendor and the county. In this agreement, the vendor gets to hold all the county data and information so that we wouldn't have access to it if there's a dispute.
Okay. I could get clarification on that from them.
Do you know if other public administrators use this same?
The majority of Missouri counties are using the same company. And they've all talked very highly of it.
I'd be curious to know if they have that same agreement.
I can ask.
There's also a mutual indemnification provision, so which is not something we typically
okay.
like to do.
Okay.
So if you look at, have you seen this agreement?
I glanced at it and then sent it on to Nikki.
I think it would be...
I think you need
good
to
for the public administrator to have a copy of the concern from the attorney to address.
Can you come back at 1 o'clock for like 5 minutes?
If it's for 5 minutes, yes. Okay. I have a 2-hour Zoom meeting that starts at 1:15.
All right. Because then we can talk about it.
Okay.
Because we have legal exec.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'm going to star the two.
Yeah, if you want to mark the concerns, I can get a hold of them and find out. And ask other public administrators what they do on that. I'll be honest with you, this has been kind of a rush situation because our computers are all about to give out.
I think those are the two issues.
You're getting new computers?
We are getting new computers, but our current software won't work on the
oh,
new computers.
Oh, okay.
And in the meantime, all of our computers, we keep getting low memory mm-hmm. notifications on. And it even, from what I'm understanding, it's not mm-hmm. the scanning, the SOPI or whatever it is scanning won't even work because our computers are so outdated in the mess right now.
I thought you'd want one.
I'll be back.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Mark coming back up for this broadband?
Yeah, he wanted to. He said that Melissa would listen to when you were ready and try to send him up.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that what he said when he left?
Yeah, we're ready to discuss broadband discussion.
Was he a part of it, or was he just coming because he saw him on the agenda? You said you asked for it to be on it.
I did, and he saw it on the agenda, I'm
right,
assuming.
Okay. Okay. What were you, does this have to do with the Greene County?
The Greene County request to come to our county. And
I thought that was like in May.
It is, but he's wanting to set a date so he can put it on his agenda.